The place is Los Angeles. The date, September 2nd, 1949. L.A. in 1949 was a boom town. World War II had been good for the city, which had boomed as a center of manufacture of aircraft, ships, war supplies, and ammunition. As a result, the L.A. area grew faster than any other major metropolitan center in the U.S., and experienced more of the trauma of war while doing so. By 1943, the population of Los Angeles County was larger than 37 states and was home to one in every 40 U.S. citizens, as millions across the U.S. came to Southern California to find employment in the defense industries. It wasn't great for everyone, mind you. The Japanese-American community in Los Angeles was greatly impacted after Pearl Harbor, and America feared that the fifth column was widespread, the enemy within. In response, President Franklin D. Roosevelt issued Executive Order 9066, authorizing military commanders to exclude any or all persons from certain areas in the name of national defense. The Western Defense Command began ordering Japanese Americans living on the West Coast to present themselves for evacuation from the newly created military zones. This included many Los Angeles families, of which 80,000 were relocated to the Japanese-American internment camps throughout the duration of the war. Yeah, it wasn't all palm trees and beach bums. There was murder, insanity, gangsters, and some weirdness the like of which I'd never seen before. I know, because I was there, and right smack in the middle of it. My name is Gary Crane. I used to be a detective in the Los Angeles Police Department before I got caught up in the whole Brenda Allen business in 1948. I got caught out covering for a colleague and got shit-canned as a result. I became a private investigator and started working for the movie studios. That's how I got involved in the strange case you're about to hear. The strange case of Susan Wilton and Laura Swan.